This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The sound of the vuvuzela can only mean World Cup coverage. Spain meets the Netherlands in the final match later today in South Africa. Whichever team wins will take home the cup for the first time in their nation's history. Over the past month, there's been anger, cheers, and plenty of tears in the name of soccer, or as I should know by now, football. At the beginning of the tournament, Alan Black and David Henry Sterry, authors of The Glorious World Cup, A Fanatic's Guide, explained what was needed to appreciate the tournament. They're back to reflect on past matchups and speculate about the final. Alan Black joins us from Studio Line in Paris. Bonjour, Alain.
Bonjour.
Good to have you. And David Henry Sterry joins us from our New York bureau. Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. So let me start with you, David Henry Sterry. What do you think the stronger side, the Spaniards or the Dutch?
Well, I am personally rooting for Holland to win. They have a terrible, nasty streak. They are really like street fighters in a way, and I myself have a nasty streak in me, so I'm rooting for them. They have a long history of playing great soccer and never quite winning the whole thing, and this year, they haven't been beaten yet, and I predict they will win.
Alan Black, what do you think, Spain or the Netherlands?
Well, I'm going for Spain because Holland has some of the meanest players that I've seen in a long, long time. And I'll just pick out three for the listeners. There's Van Bommel, who could be Van Pummel, by the way that he's been punching people during the games. And there's Arjen Robben, who seems to be a robber when it comes to taking liberties with the rules by diving. And finally, last but not least, Wesley Sneijder, who has a great sneer for a football player.
Last time we were on, we were at the beginning, and we previewed England and USA's opening match, and you talked about America's chances. How do you think both teams performed overall? Alan, how about you?
The English, I can only say, ha, 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 ha. And the United States, I think they came out just about right. You know, they didn't punch above their weight too well, but they made it to the second round. And the good thing was, I think they learned a lot of lessons about where they need to go.
David, how about you?
Well, it was fascinating to me to see the enormous self-loathing that these English people, many of the fans, spent their life savings, traveled tens of thousands of miles to get to South Africa, and then called their team names that would make you blush. And they were terrible on the field. They just didn't show at all. And as for America, I feel like it was kind of like going on a date with a really hot chick and you end up at the door and you're making out furiously and then she says, okay, good night, thank you, and she disappears in the house like, wait a minute, hold on a second. But in the end, I think Alan's right. Their defense is not quite world class. Carlos Bocanegra was their defender, and he just got brushed aside like a flea.
They gave us a fantastic moment, and I think it's a moment that really propelled American soccer as a spectator sport forward, and that was the moment when Donovan scored in the last second of the game against Algeria. And the spontaneous outbreaks of USA, USA, you know, a mere 10 seconds after, it was such a beautiful thing because it really came from the heart, and it was a wonderful, wonderful moment. It'll be the moment I remember of the World Cup Donovan's goal.
The teams, which did well, some of which didn't, and some of which were surprising. Alan, did you have a team that you thought really took the mickey out of you?
Well, the South American teams, a couple of weeks ago, we were all saying this is going to be a South American World Cup. And of course, we now have two European teams in the final. Uruguay were obviously a team that no one would have given a second look to. Yet they came out with the most composed and elegant football that they have played in decades.
Yeah. And they also have the number one hottie of the World Cup, just for if anyone is curious. Diego Forlan is just as beautiful as he plays. He is a spectacular looking and a spectacular scoring, goal scoring machine. He just plays just spectacular football.
What do you think the likelihood is of the USA playing host to the 2018 World Cup?
Well, I don't know if it's going to be in 18. There's a lot of talk of England getting it in 18, but I think if they don't get it in 18, they probably will in 2022. And I think now, finally, there is a core base of really passionate fans, and I think Alan was right. That moment when Landon Donovan scored that transcendent last-second goal, mm-hmm. I think it made a lot of converts here mm-hmm. in America.
Yeah, I was interested from your book, both of you. You have 1 in 4 people in the known universe are expected to tune in to the final. Let's hope they're not all carrying vuvuzelas.
Yes, we can only hope.
Do you think now they're going to be heard in football matches around the world?
I think they were quite therapeutic in the end. I felt quite relaxed having my eardrums perforated on a daily basis. And I ended up loving the Vuvuzela.
I do too, I have to say. Whenever I hear one now, all of a sudden I get a tremendous soccer jones, like, where's the game? I've got to see one now, please. Show me a game.
Alan Black and David Henry Sterry are the authors of The Glorious World Cup, A Fanatic's Guide. Alan Black joined us from the studio line in Paris, and David Henry Sterry was in our New York bureau. Enjoy the game.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Thanks.